Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Hi. And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of May 10th, 2016. Today we're happy to be joined by Carol Oldham, the Executive Director of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. How are you doing today, Carol?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Good. I'm glad to have you here. So, Carol, one of the big moving issues in climate politics here in Massachusetts is something called the Omnibus Energy Bill, which I believe is this large sausage being made that is supposed to encompass a lot of different kinds of energy policy, right?
Yes.
Can you fill me in on what's going on?
Sure. So this is basically everything that the legislature hasn't dealt with yet, or thinks they haven't dealt with yet. Any sort of unfinished business on, because we have these long sessions here in Massachusetts, and so they're trying to get everything done, basically stuffing it all into that one single sausage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you and I have talked a little bit about this in terms of kind of what we want to see and what we don't, but we're actually, we're doing a webinar for folks Thursday night.
Okay.
And from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And I'd love to have all of your listeners join us for that.
And what's the webinar about?
So the webinar is going to be about the Energy Omnibus Bill. And we're going to have a bunch of fantastic speakers who are experts in particular areas who are going to come and talk about. We had actually expected to see the language of the bill already. Uh-huh. But now they're saying maybe next week, maybe the week after. But we have some intelligence from folks in the State House, from, you know, our moles in the State House, to know what we think is going to be in there. So folks will talk about what we think is going to be in there and what that's going to mean, and then basically what folks can do about it.
And so my understanding is that topics in the Omnibus Energy Bill range from wind, sort of legislation and policy around the development of wind energy, right?
Yes.
And there's certainly a big chunk of it is going to be probably about whether or not we use Hydro-Québec to bring
yes.
in. And then there's a big chunk of it that is all about hot, natural gas and
yes.
how that gets to that. So there's all these sort of disparate things being brought in. And
yes.
I guess what you're planning to do is basically give people context, because we don't yet have specific legislation, but
right.
if you prepare people to no.
But again, we do have sort of we do have intelligence from staff,
okay.
In various offices as to what is likely to be in there.
Uh-huh.
And so we've got Caitlin Sloan Peel, who's from the Conservation Law Foundation. She's going to be talking about the gas pipelines piece.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Amber Hewitt from the National Wildlife Federation. They're leading up the offshore wind charge. So
mm-hmm.
she's going to
mm-hmm.
talk to us about what's mm-hmm. likely to be in on that piece. And then we've got Josh Kraft, who's going to talk to us about actually a whole bunch of different pieces. He's got a lot on his plate for this. But and then Eugenia Gibbons, who's a former MCAN board member, is going to be talking about the Renewable Portfolio Standard. And
so,
she's with the Mass Energy Consumers Alliance.
So I think that the stuff can be so not off-putting, but it gets so complicated very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just start with the wind thing. There are certain sort of, they're not buzzwords, but there's a vocabulary, right? I've heard
yeah.
something called a wind carve-out, which of course means nothing if you're not
yes.
right on the inside. So can you, what does that mean sort of in layman's terms? Can you just explain
yeah.
that?
I mean, it essentially means that we're saying, okay, so out of all the energy that we use in Massachusetts, a certain portion of it should be wind. Let's say exactly how many megawatts. So the idea is that in the initial bill, that included offshore wind pieces that was not the energy omnibus bill, the suggestion was 2,000 megawatts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that was, it's a commitment on the part of the state to say, yes, 2,000 megawatts of our electricity in Massachusetts should come from offshore wind by X date.
And again, we don't have the bill, but I mean, this is more than a statement of intent, right? There's some kind of money behind it, or there's incentives?
It is actually more, a statement of intent, because what we have is that we have the renewable portfolio standard, which says X percentage of the electricity consumed in Massachusetts needs to come from clean sources.
Right, and that's another vocabulary, the renewable portfolio standard.
Yes.
Star that one because you'll hear it. Okay.
I know. And so the offshore wind carve out is saying out of that 11% of our electricity that's coming from clean renewable sources, 2,000 megawatts of that needs to be coming from wind.
Yep.
So it's not so much that there's money behind it, but if you make that commitment as a state, that means that the money comes because, you know, that means that the utilities have to go ahead and buy that electricity. As we saw with Cape Wind, the real issue is, are the utilities going to make the commitment to buy your electricity? Because once they do make that commitment, you can go to the bank and get your financing. If you don't have that commitment and you're just saying, hey, I'm just going to build it just in case somebody wants to buy that electricity, it's a lot tougher to get your financing.
Interesting. So let me leapfrog over to a different sort of buzzword that may be floating around. It's something like Hydro-Québec.
Yes.
I mean, just generally speaking, when you say that, what should people think? I mean, what are the other things that should jump to mind?
Well, I think this is one of those issues where, there's sort of what's going to happen and there's what ought to happen. Mm-hmm. And what ought to happen is that we ought to get our electricity from sources that are closer to home, that provide jobs in New England, and that are verifiable. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues with Hydro-Québec is that, Canada is going to say, okay, we're sending you X megawatts of hydropower, but we have no verification mechanism to make sure that the electricity is actually coming from the hydro. Because one of the issues with hydropower is that it fills up behind your dam and your electricity generation capacity starts going down. And who's to say that they're not filling that in with coal-fired power plants or tar sands oil or, something really gross that we don't want to be using that doesn't fit our standards and our values as a state.
Interesting,
so I think that's one thing. But, the governor is very, very bullish on the Hydro-Québec project. So given that, I think that it is likely that at some point we are going to be buying some of that electricity.
I guess the other, I'm not trying to grill you on buzzwords here, but the other thing is that this is all in the context of something called the Global Warming Solutions Act, which is a name that is hard to say, the GWSA. But this is sort of the thing from 2008 that sets policy. And that's what's kind of driving the Hydro-Québec thing, because the state has a commitment already, and this is the context, right?
Yes. Yeah, so as a state, we made a commitment that we were going to cut our greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change by a certain percentage. We set some dates by, we're going to do X by 2015, we're going to do X by 2030, we're going to do X by 2050.
Mm-hmm.
And, a huge portion of any state's greenhouse gas emissions comes from electricity. And so so this is essentially a shortcut.
Right.
To,
but it's in the context of working out those, getting to those goals that much of this debate is proceeding.
Yes.
Right.
It's this
overarching thing. And now we're talking about carve outs and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But I mean that's within. Well, tell me, are there any other sort of, generic buzzwords that when people come into it, we're going to go through how to get to the seminar, but when they come in, I mean, there's this whole thing about natural gas, tariffs, and my God.
Tariff or tax, depending on who you ask.
Right.
Yeah, so, which is essentially that is the concept of do the companies that are building these pipelines, do they get to charge electricity customers on our bill for those pipelines, which is something that hasn't been done before.
Right.
And usually, I think we've talked about this, usually in business, if you're going to get the reward, you have to take the risk.
Right.
And, you know, you build it and then they come. You don't charge somebody else to build it. And so the concept of this is, you know, we build it with absolutely no risk and then we just, you know, start raking in the money.
Yeah.
And the other piece of that, of course, is that our Attorney General, Maura Healey, her office did a study about the need for increased natural gas capacity in Massachusetts and found that actually we don't need those pipelines.
If
we do what we say we're going to do on energy efficiency and make those, you know, the natural gas-fired power plants better and cleaner, then we don't need those pipelines at all.
So I guess maybe we should have emphasized this more at the beginning of our discussion, but tell me about the webinar. How can people get to the webinar?
Yeah.
What's the procedure? What are they, you know, for someone who's never been on a webinar, should they be, you know, should they put aluminum foil on their head and, you know, baseball
catcher's
mask?
No aluminum foil required.
What happens?
So basically what they would do is go to all of you who are out there listening in podcast land, go to our website, which is massclimateaction.org, and go to the events section. We have a calendar of events, and the upcoming event is our webinar on Thursday night, and you can RSVP right there on the page. And what RSVPing does is it lets me send you an email on Thursday morning to let you know exactly how to get into the webinar. So we're going to be it's online,
right.
And basically it's something you can join from your phone, you can join from a laptop, you can join from the desktop. You don't have to download anything if you're not presenting. So
only you can
our
basically
speakers
go in and view, either listen on the phone or view it on your screen once
yeah.
you get the link from and the basically you don't have to say anything. You can essentially
right.
work in the background, watch the slides, or just listen on the phone. There's
yep.
lots of ways to get in. Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if folks do have questions, we're going to have an opportunity at the end for questions and answers. And
which you can kind of submit by IMing.
Yeah,
you know, type,
exactly. Exactly. It's a pretty nifty system.
So so let's say again, it's massclimateaction.org, the events
yep.
page, and there you send our, and the RSVP is so that we can send you the URL, the link to get
yep.
into the webinar.
Yep, yep, exactly.
And this is going to take place Thursday night online at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and it will last for an hour.
So no matter where you are in the world listening to this, I know that people
yeah.
most people listen from Massachusetts, but all people everywhere listen, and you know, given the magic of cyber, the internet tubes, you can get on this and listen in, right?
Yep, right, yep. Right. Anyone anywhere is welcome.
Well, Carol, thank you very much. I will so tell everyone that I'll put up the link in the very top of the blog associated with this podcast, and it'll be a short blog this week, but I'll put it up there. You can go there as well to get to the webinar. I think it's a great idea. They're always very entertaining, and there you go. So Carol, thank you very much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and we will see you Thursday the 12th.
Thursday the 12th, yeah.
At 7 p.m. online. Send your RSVP and get in there. Get your link, folks, okay?
All right. Thanks.
So, Carol, thank you very much. Thanks to everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us. And until next time, be green.
Very cool.